Second Mila Parabet Mishnah Zion Lachem Apanim Malim Bo Misha Hukta. The Lachem Apanim, the 12 bread that is put on the Shulchan in the Hechel. As soon as it is nikta, there is a chiyah to bring a korban meal for anybody who benefits from them. Karam b'taner, after it is put into the oven to be baked, and it has already crusted. Now it has extra kedusha. Hukser li pasal b'tvoyom uvi mechusak yipurim ulihi sadar agabi ashulchan. It's now mukser, it's now ready to become pasal ayidei de negiyah of its full yom or mechusar kipurim. Now the Mishnah doesn't mention that it's pasal belina after it is crusted b'taner, as it does not become pasal belina. As it is baked on Erev Shabbos, it is put onto the Shulchan the following day on Shabbos and only eaten 8 days later on the following Shabbos. And also the Mishnah tells us after it is crusted b'tanor, it is ready to be put on the Shulchan in the Hechel. We only put it on the Shulchan after it is crusted in the oven. Karvu ha-bezichin. When the two bezichin and levona is nikrav on the Mizbeach on Shabbos. As the bezichin and levona, the two kelim that held the levona, was put on the Shulchan together with the lechem ha-panim. And on Shabbos, the kohanim would be makir the levona on the mizbeach, and that would allow the kohanim to eat the lechem ha'panim. And once the kohanim were makir the levona, chayav in alav misham pigo noiser v'tameh ve'em behem me'ila, there would be a chiyav misham pigo noiser v'tameh. If that krabat ha'bezichin was done with a machshavet chutz lizmana, that the kohanim who were makir the bezichin had a machshava to eat from the lechem ha'panim after the allotted time, then anybody who eats from the lechem ha'panim would be chayav kares misham pigo. And so too, if the lachem apanim is left out till the following morning until Sunday, then there would be a chiyav misham noiser. Anybody who eats from the lachem apanim would be chayav kares. And so too, if somebody is tameh and eats from the lachem apanim after the akrabat habezichin, he would be chayav kares misham tuma. But after the akrabat habezichin, there is no chiyav misham meila. Anybody who benefits from the lachem apanim after the akrabat habezichin would not have to bring a korban meila, as Akrabat HaBezichin allowed the Kohanim to eat from the Lechem HaPanim. So therefore, since it's mutter to be eaten by the Kohanim, anybody who benefits from the Lechem HaPanim after the Akrabat or the Levona on the Mizbeach would not have to bring a Korban Me'ilah. Second Me'ilah, Parabet Mishmachas, HaMenachos Ma'alam Behem Misha Hukdash. Somebody brings a Mincha. As soon as his Makdash is settled for the Mincha, anybody who benefits from it would have to bring a Korban Me'ilah. Kachu B'Kli. After the mincha is put into a kli shareis, it has extra kedusha. Hukshiru li pasal b'tzvul yom uva mechusar kipurim uva lina. It's now mukshar, it's now ready to become pasal ayidei the negiyah of a tzvul yom or mechusar kipurim, and it also would become pasal b'lina if it's left out overnight. It would become pasal. Karav ha-koymet. If the koymet had already been nikrav on the mizbeah by the kohen, if the kohen take the handful for the mincha and is makrav it on the mizbeah, chayav in alav misham pigo noiser v'tameh, after the akrabat ha'kaymet, it would be a chayav misham pigo noiser v'tameh, if at the time that the kohen does the kmitzah, or at the time his makrav the kaymet on the mizbeach, or b'shas holachas ha'kaymet to the mizbeach, or at the time the kohen is putting the kaymet in a kli shareis, the kohen has a machshavet chutz lizmano, he has a machshavet to eat from the shirayim, outside the light of place for the achila shirayim, outside of the azara, the mincha would be pigo, and anybody who eats from the mincha would be chayiv kares. And so too, if after the akrabas ha'kaymet the mincha is left out overnight until the following morning, it would be nicer. Anybody who eats from it would be chayiv kares. And if a tameh eats from the mincha after the akrabas ha'kaymet, he would be chayiv kares mishum tuma. Vein ma'alim b'shirayim. Somebody who benefits from the shirayim, the rest of the mincha other than the kaymet, the shirayim is eaten by the kohanim, he would not have to bring a korban me'ila. And since the shirayim is mutter to be eaten by the kohanim after the akrabat ha'kaymet, so therefore if you benefit from the shirayim after the akrabat ha'kaymet, you would not bring a korban me'ilah. Avomalim b'kaymet at sheyetzei lebeis hadesh. But anybody who benefits from the kaymet, even after it's nikrav on the mizbeach, even if he benefits from the ashes after it is burnt, he would have to bring a korban me'ilah until the trumas hadesh is done. After the trumas hadesh is done, then there would be no chiyuv to bring a korban me'ilah if you benefit from the ashes.